It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM and our friends up in Big Rapids. Bob, I was up there to Ferris. I sit on the alumni board and I had a meeting, and a couple of the guys that were in the meeting from the area said, "Hey, I'm listening to Grilling Guys in Big Rapids now on WBRN." I'm like, "Yes, you are."
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to be all over the state and having a little fun barbecuing. But I'm Jop and he is Barbecue. Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that's real cool. And thanks to all you folks up in the Mid-Northern Michigan, WBRN, Big Rapids, Bulldog Territory.
Yeah.
Can't forget my coyotes either up in Reed City.
You bet.
I had an interesting chat with, I've got a couple of young ladies that work for me, one of them being my daughter, Olivia, and another one's a nursing student, just graduated from Ferris. And she was telling me when she went up for a graduation at Ferris, she wanted to take her family out for a nice meal, and this girl loves barbecue, so she went to Chase Creek Smokehouse. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we're gonna take the slow road. We're gonna open up a nice Pepsi RC Cola and cruise the back roads. So we're just gonna take it easy today and talk about some of the simpler things of barbecue and grilling and the deck life that we all aspire to, because we don't want to put on a 500 series course when, you know, we got some freshmen in the crowd.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So
we're reminded of that every now and then, that we kind of maybe we talk over a little too sophisticated for the average guy at the in his backyard. So we're going to slow her down
today. And I don't get accused of that very often.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No one really ever accuses me of being too smart. All right. I get that. Yeah. But anyway, so
before we do that, I want to just say a thank you to our new sponsor, Premier Botanics in Lowell, Michigan. It's right on Main Street as you're coming into town. Right when you see the Burger King on the right, hit the brakes because their driveway is on that intersection.
Yep.
And we did Up in Smoke last night. I'm sorry you missed it, but it was a smash hit. I did a soft open the week before and I sold out in 3 hours. So I came loaded for bear last night.
Yep.
And it was the people were just, they were hungry.
Right.
So I made more brisket for an event than I think I've ever made.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is good brisket is hard to come by. And we'll cover that too, because I think that
now there you go. We're not going into the hard stuff.
It isn't hard. It isn't hard if we talk slow and we walk people through it. But where I was going is that's a piece of meat that people are intimidated to cook. And
and I'd say if you are, stay away from it for a while. Build up your skills on the simple stuff. If you're talking smoking and you just got a smoker or you want to get a smoker, do something simple, like get some country ribs.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to practice on, because why? They're cheap.
Right.
And they're good if you do them right.
If
you just throw some smoke on them, throw some seasoning, whatever you want. If you put salt and pepper, they're going to be great.
Right.
You don't have to have, pig's ass or any big brand to make them great. You can pull out some, Mr. Clean if you want. Spray a little Mr. Clean.
Yeah. So a country rib, what is that?
Yeah, it's a pork butt, shoulder, cut on a bandsaw into slender strips, so it looks a little bit like a rib. It's a poor man's rib.
Right. And they're good.
Which is funny, because ribs were poor man's food forever.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like chicken wings. We'll get to that.
People decided they were so good.
Yeah. They used to throw them away. Now it's the highest priced piece of meat on the bird.
So since we're talking simple, that I inadvertently just threw that out there. But it's not a bad thing to start on, because I remember as a young husband wanting to make them, because that was something my mother made all the time.
Sure.
And hers were so good. She used a crock pot.
That's what I was going to say. She probably used a crock pot. She didn't put them on a grill or a smoker. But
so I kind of followed in her footsteps in the kitchen in a lot of ways. She was an amazing cook.
And lots of mouths to feed, man.
Well, her mother grew up as a cook in a lumber camp in the UP.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the sophisticated French lady had to pick up her tools and go out to a lumber camp and cook, you know, hardcore.
Right.
But she was French, so she knew how to cook.
Yeah.
And my mother learned a lot from her. I've learned that from her. So what I did is I took those country ribs and I threw them on the grill because I didn't have a smoker back then as a young dad.
Okay, so a lot of people might not have a smoker.
Absolutely. And this is kind of how I'm looking at our progression, you know, young guys, when we were.
Right.
You starting off at the grill.
I'm trying to remember if that was it. Yeah. melting the side of my house.
We have stories.
Right, yeah.
But I just took those things, and I have no clue. I probably put salt and pepper on them. Maybe garlic salt's one of my favorites. And I threw them on my grill. I think at that time I had a Phoenix grill, which is like a Holland grill on steroids. And
it's a gas grill, though.
I seared them up. Yep, seared them up. And got them off there, and I threw them in a crock pot then with a little barbecue sauce, and holy cow, was I in love. It's like, yeah, this is great.
Well, and that shoulder always, if you don't burn it, it's hard to ruin it. I mean, you burn it, you'd ruin it, but it's so tender when it gets cooked.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And that's why that it seems like sweet success.
Yeah.
Because you've got a really tender piece of meat, and you camouflage it with some barbecue sauce, and you're eating... It's really pulled pork cut in a rib shape.
It is. Yeah. It's convenient.
Right.
You have finger food. And I think the nice thing is you have like bark all the way around it.
Right.
You know?
So bark, what is bark?
Yeah, the outside.
Not your dog.
Of a piece of protein that you're smoking.
Right. And it
creates
a
bark.
A bark is that crispy stuff on the outside. It's concentrated flavor.
Salt and sugar.
Right. Salt and sugar that kind of crystallizes on the outside of your piece of meat, and
it's dark
and it's very flavorful.
Looks like bark.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on the tree you're looking at, I guess. But anyway, yeah. So that's easy, and I think that you buy any commercial barbecue seasoning, it's basically sugar, salt, maybe some paprika, some garlic. Maybe some pepper, but you don't have to get the big fancy ones. You can buy something.
And you can go in your spice cabinet. If you or your wife have a nice collection of a lot of spices,
right.
You can just go in there and play.
Right.
And that's how you get better.
Right.
Playing.
Yep. So, you know, you just, and sprinkle it on pretty liberally. I wouldn't like, you know, be sparse at all. Is put it on there because when you're handling the meat on the grill, you're going to knock some of it off. It just happens.
The only thing I would caution is the salt side.
Yes, you know? Right.
So
yep.
If you're balancing your salt and sugar out, you can go a little heavy. But I guess just thinking about that process of going through the spice cabinet, I think that's how you actually tune yourself up is by playing, by I don't know, experimenting with, I never used coriander before, or gosh, you know, what's fennel seed, or different things like that, and tarragon, just things that you might have for some reason because they came in a kit.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get the spice kit when you're married,
right?
You've had that bottle for 5-10 years.
Yeah,
in your cabinet.
Probably not any good anymore.
Well,
but you might.
They're dried.
Right, yeah, that's true.
I've used a lot of old stuff, cilantro and all that stuff. It seems to be just as bad as when I got it.
Yeah. And if you don't have some of that stuff, any commercial barbecue seasoning is going to have those first 4 or 5 ingredients that we talked about. People have asked us, why don't you guys come out with your own barbecue seasoning? And it's a simple answer. There's 100 good ones out there already.
Yeah, and we probably should because you hear it enough times. We can make some money, but we've got friends that do it.
Right, and that's a crowded space, man. There's not anything missing in that market, really. I mean,
like if you're a microbrewer trying to get your beer on the shelf.
Right, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Exactly. But anyway, so you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're on Jethro FM. It's a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoy the show too, because we're just getting started, and we're going to just casually walk through the backyard and your grills and your smokers this week. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.